Safe Technology.
Hi, Kathy there?
Kathy no longer works here.
Oh, really? Man, okay. Who may have stepped into her shoes?
Well, she no longer comes and works here. She's still president of the company. She just doesn't come into work here.
Oh, okay.
The house.
You know when they'll be in?
Oh, alrighty. So would she possibly still, like, be in charge of the finances then and all that, or?
No, that would be Mark, but he's on vacation right now.
Oh, okay. When's Mark getting back in the office?
July 17th.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, maybe I'll try to circle back around and get in touch with him. Mark, maybe I have, like, an email I could reach him at?
Yeah, it's mark@itglabs.com.
Labs.com, okay. Alrighty. How's business going for you guys over there?
We're at that point where our business starts to pick up, so we're in that process of getting busier and busier every day.
Oh, yeah. Is it kind of seasonal, or...?
Yeah, we have different parts of the year that we're really busy. The summer months, that's when one of the parts when we're really busy.
Oh, okay.
And, this is one of the busiest parts of the year for us.
Oh, I gotcha. Like, what kind of electronics are you guys into, or?
You know what a teleprompter is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we build teleprompters, we build other broadcasting equipment, we build time code readers for the government, we build units for Sea Ray boats.
Interesting. So you kind of got your hands in everything, huh?
Yeah, we try.
Yeah? Well, that's where the money is, everything, you know?
Exactly.
Alrighty. Well, so does Mark, like, have anyone that kind of helps him out with his finances or anything like that, or is it just pretty much all him over there?
I do piddly stuff, but major financial decisions are made by him.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, I do, like, the bills and the invoicing and the purchase orders and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The pain of the bills and writing on the text.
Yeah.
That's him, not me.
Leave that to Mark, huh?
Yeah, well, I do everything else around here. He needs to do something, right?
Well, yeah. People got to pull their weight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, has Mark, have you guys ever put your heads together and, like, maybe expanding if it's getting busier, or? Or just bringing on new equipment, or?
We are a very small group. We do have a very big facility, and we do have all the equipment we need to build the products that we have.
Oh, yeah?
We do have a very big facility, so we don't have to expand. We don't want to, franchise out. There's no point to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And we're basically manual pools around here, so, and we do have our power tools, but mostly we're building units with our own power, our own
work,
I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, sounds good. I'll try to shoot Mark a message and maybe just circle back around with him maybe in a few weeks or something whenever he gets back in, but, thanks for your time. I bet it's hot down in Rockledge.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, last week it was, like, raining and gloomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's gonna...
Last week, every time you look out the window, you thought it was night. It was all dark and nasty.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ah, well, that's not... That kind of puts a damper on things, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but
we were
inside,
so it didn't really affect us much, though.
Yeah, that's very true. I guess that's better than working outside.
Right.
Yeah, you'd really know then.
Oh, yeah. You would,
sure. Yeah.
It was a rain did day. That bring... Good day off.
Yeah, that's very true. Don't hear about that too often, but, did you guys... How many inches did you guys get? Is that... Was it really like that, just pouring down, or?
It was more of the, you know, Florida weather. You know, rain for a good 5 minutes, and then it would stop, but the clouds would still be there. So, periodically, when you looked out the window, it was starting to rain. Do it 5 minutes of, you know, spitting down on the ground and just moving on.
Oh yeah, I see. Well, guess it keeps you on your toes then.
Oh yeah. Or you know, some of those days where you just want to go lay down on the couch and take a nap because it's just so soothing.
Oh yeah.
Because we have metal roofs, so if it hits it just right, it's almost like it's nap time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, God, that would put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Or want to.
Oh. It used to be bad because we used to sell alpaca products around here, and we had this nice leather spot, and we used to have all these alpaca, you know, furs and everything, and most of us would look at each other when it starts raining, and we're like, okay, we're going to do paper, scissors, rock, who's going to pick out the fur?
Man, do the new guys get the short end on that deal a lot of times, or?
If I wanted the couch, nobody argued. They just gave it to me.
Well, that's a good gig then.
Yeah, let's make her happy. If she wants to take a nap, let her take a nap.
Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, stay on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well. So teleprompters and time code readers, huh?
Yeah.
And so what really is a time code reader? I knew what a teleprompter was, but.
Okay. Have you ever seen where the rockets go off and they have these big, huge clocks that count down?
Oh yeah.
Those are what we built.
Okay.
And then that generates that signal to that big clock we build too. So we just they had this big huge sign at the Kennedy Space Center that's been there forever. And what it does is it actually counts down when a rocket goes off or something.
Yeah.
So when you enter into the Kennedy Space Center, there's this big huge clock that does the countdowns to the rockets and the shuttle.
Oh yeah.
We just gutted that out and put in a whole bunch of new technology and new guts, I guess you can say, and now it's really cool because it does a countdown and they have this waterfall there. So when there's rockets not going off, now it counts down to the waterfall show that it
is. Oh, okay.
So as soon as it gets down to a certain point, it does the waterfall thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, if there's not a rocket going off, that's still pretty entertaining then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I think I'd been out there one time. That's really interesting. I had no idea who had made that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my family's been part of we've been around here forever. My husband's grandfather actually was a big part of building the Land Rover.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he was a very big part of it, and he's actually a rocket scientist. When he used to work there, he actually helped build the rocket engines that they use for the shuttles.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah,
because a few of my friends have been doing aerospace engineering, and that's really what they're wanting to do, things like that. So it's so interesting to hear him talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I sit there and listen to my husband's grandfather all the time. He'll start talking, and I'm just, okay, I'm ready. Tell me about your stories. So.
Oh, yeah, I bet they got a million of them.
Oh, yeah. My whole family's a geek when it comes to engineering. My father was an engineer for Harris, so I listen to his stories, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, it seems about like all my friends are engineers back. So, yeah, it's always interesting to hear him just talk about work, you know?
My husband got into engineering, and he got me a job here as just the shipping clerk when I first started. And that I got so intrigued with what he was doing, I started, you know, poking around and getting more involved with it. So now I basically run the office, and I can build anything that we build, we ship out. I can take it apart with my eyes closed. So
whoa.
I can actually fix it, too. So, and I'm kind of, I can solder, and I'm all happy about that, too. So.
Oh, yeah, that's a good skill to have anymore.
Oh, yeah. All those things. Yeah. My father is, like, jealous. He's like, ah, that's the only thing I didn't learn when I was an engineer was to solder parts. And I'm like,
oh, really?
I can do it.
Yeah, I bet they get to teach him something for once, you know?
Oh, I teach him. The computer is where I teach him.
Oh, yeah, you see, that's where we can give back in a way, you know?
Right, because my father is 75, so, like, computers, the only thing he uses for the computer is to play solitaire and his fantasy baseball. Other than that, he doesn't use the computer.
Oh, yeah, yep, yeah, that's about all my dad uses it for anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't need it. He's like, I don't need it. Why do I need it? He still has a smartphone. He doesn't even want a smartphone.
I don't need a smartphone. Yeah.
I need a phone that, you know, you can talk on. I don't even need to write on it. I'm like, all right, Dad.
Man, yeah, that's a... it kind of comes and goes, you know? I mean, my dad wants to adapt some things, but then others, he's just like, yeah, it's no need for that. But
yeah. My father's like, I'm 75 years old. I got everything I need. I don't need to have a fancy phone that tells me all the crap that I need to know. I don't need to know all that.
Man, yeah. He makes a pretty good point, honestly.
Like, I got better things to do than looking at my phone.
Like, yeah.
Got me there.
Yeah, maybe I should borrow a page out of that book.
Just the flip phone. You don't need all that other crap.
Yeah, maybe make life a little bit simpler.
Yeah, well, you'll probably pay attention to life a little bit better if you're not so much paying attention to your phone. It's funny, the other day my friend is like, oh, I'm always on my phone because there's nothing to do. Well, do you think it's just the way you look at it? Because there's probably nothing for you to do because you're always on your phone and you don't see what there is to do.
Yeah, that's very true. Oh, there you go. Yeah, classic response, you know.
Oh, you got me. Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, you guys staying busy over there? It's a lot of... Is there a lot of, like, new orders coming in?
Well, we're getting new orders. This is when C-Ray starts to pick up and, you know, want more stuff for the summer months. So, because a lot more people are buying boats around this time, I guess. So.
Oh, boats. What do you guys do for those?
Basically, there's two parts that we sell them. There's one... a black box that they put in their engine room, and it hooks up to their oil pressure, their water pressure, their engine, and all that good stuff. So if the water pressure goes down, the oil pressure goes down, anything that is malfunctioning with the engine at that moment in time, it will send a signal up to this display that's the captain, and it tells you your water pressure is low. Your oil flow.
Oh, okay.
So.
Kind of like a check engine light for your boat? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like basically the same system as your boat. I mean, as your car and boat form.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you guys do a lot of like commercial work then for them? Or?
We do a lot of orders, but it's, you know, they order 25 pieces here, 25 pieces there, which is pretty much a lot, so.
Yeah, sounds like it. I bet that's really technical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you have to make them all waterproof, so.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I guess that's one important aspect of a boat part, huh?
Yeah. And then the only problem is if it starts to malfunction, you can't get into it because it's completely waterproof.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good point. I guess that's a little bit of a double-edged sword there.
Yeah, but, you know, we build decent, grade-A product that we rarely have any of them come back, so.
Well, yeah, if you do it right, then I guess he probably wouldn't have too many problems.
Right. We try.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are doing pretty well.
Yeah. Been around for 20 years, so we're doing something right.
Oh, yeah? How long have you been with them?
I have been working for them since 2003. They've been open since, they opened back up in 89.
Oh, yeah?
It was just Kathy and Mark, and they were running it, you know, and then in early 2000s, late 90s, my husband started to work with them, and then he got me a job here, and then we've just been here since.
Well, man, yeah, is it just the four of you guys, or?
Well, yeah, now it's four of us. Kathy doesn't come in. She's still president, but she doesn't come in and work in the office anymore. And Mark does all the design work and the finance work and the PR work. And then we have, you know, Scott, who does all the prep work and all the, you know, most of the assembly work. And then there's me and my husband who do everything else.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot to do.
Oh, yeah. He runs the shop, I run the office, and then we both work together to get the product out. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, sounds like you guys are running a tight ship.
We have to. Everything starts to fall apart.
Oh, man, yeah. Do you guys have a lot of competitors out that way, or...?
Actually... For the products that we build, some of the products, like the Timecode readers and such, you can only get through us because it's our design.
Oh, yeah? Do you have, patents on them?
Yeah. And the C-Ray, they only get it from us because they only wanted us to design it, so C-Ray can only come to us to get it. And as far as the teleprompters... They are competitors out there, but nowhere near the quality product that we have.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. We're a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's been...
A little expensive, but we are actually a better... Because we use real high-quality parts. We don't use craptastic parts. We refuse to, so...
Oh, man, I bet people appreciate that, because, you know, if you're on the air, you don't want anything
to break here. You know, have you ever heard of Bill Riley?
Oh yeah.
Oh, have you heard about him freaking out over his teleprompter breaking down?
Oh no, is that like a video? Or?
He had the conniption. What the hell is going on with that teleprompter? And he's throwing his dad around. He's like, I'll just do it live. I'll just turn the freaking camera on. I'll just do it live.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, yeah.
Was that all on camera?
Yeah. Bill Riley. Yeah, I think you can go to, YouTube or something. Bill Riley.
Oh, I bet.
Over a teleprompter. Oh, it's like 5-10 minutes of him just ranting and raving about this teleprompter and how it's just, he's acting like it's ruining his life.
Man, some of the things people go off about, man.
It's sad. It really is.
Man, yeah. I mean, figure things must be going okay, but I guess if you just have a bad day, you could do that over a teleprompter. But.
Oh, yeah, over anything. My next neighbor had a conniption yesterday about my other neighbor not bringing up his garbage can.
He didn't bring up
his garbage can? So you're going to start a fight with a neighbor because he didn't bring up his garbage can? He had house garbage in his garbage can instead of yard waste.
Oh, really? Well, how can they tell?
Because he goes and he checks it.
Oh, well, well, if that's all what you have time to do for, I mean...
Well, he's a 65-year-old hippie that has barely worked his life. Kind of just does sculptures and sells sculptures, and that's how he does his living.
Oh, okay.
So he's kind of just a retired kind of hippie that just, wanders our neighborhood and picks up trash, and he's in charge. He's our neighborhood watch.
Oh, okay. Must,
we have a vacant, we have somebody that owns a house next to us that comes and goes, like, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And his yard starts to grow, so John goes over there, the old hippie goes over there and mows his yard so he doesn't get cited for the city.
Oh, well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, but you do that for him, but you're going to get nasty with this guy because he left his garbage can up the side of the road.
Yeah, there's kind of, I mean, there's a happy medium.
Yeah, I was just like, are you having a bad day? Is this just an outlet to your bad day? You know, what's going on?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? He's entertaining.
Yeah.
He's harmless and entertaining, and he keeps the neighborhood clean, so you can't complain too much. He does call us if he sees something out of the ordinary going on in our house, so we can't really complain that much.
Oh, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, since, you know, he's home all day and we go to work, he's like, you know, the neighbor's using your hose. Oh, yeah, we said he can use that, but thank you for calling and let us know that. Yeah.
Well, that could come in handy someday, you know.
Oh, it has. It has. Every time you see something suspicious, he does call us, so.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, but.
Good to have a neighbor like that.
Yeah, as long as you keep your trash cans in line.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want him to come after you because of your garbage cans not having the right garbage in it on the right day.
Yeah. Yeah, no way. Ugh. Oh, man. So Mark's going to be gone until July 17th, you say? Or?
Yeah, it's his summer vacation.
Oh, man, yeah, that must be nice. They told us we better get used to not having those.
Really?
Yeah, but, yeah, once you get out of school, you say, well, that's the last one you'll have.
Not here. He gets his 1 month summer vacation, which I guess it's good to be the boss. You can do that. And then when he gets back, me and my husband takes a week off, week paid vacation.
Nice.
Summer, because we have one in summer and one in when, because we shut down at the end of the year. We shut down for the last 2 weeks of the year because of the high quality of products that we ship out. And we don't like to ship during, you know, Christmas time because we've had incidents where things have broken, so we just shut down completely for the last 2 weeks. So we get a week paid vacation. Those 2 weeks were shut down.
Oh, that's nice. You get the holidays all off and...
Mm-hmm. We get 2 weeks, and then we get our Christmas bonus. Go out to dinner, we get our Christmas bonus, and then we get 1 week paid vacation. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, that gets to free up some time for, like, you know, family stuff.
Yeah, because we usually take it off when our boys are on their winter vacation. So the day that they start their winter vacation is the day we start our vacation. And the day that they go back is the day we come back. So
our nice.
Goes around our kids.
Man, that works out pretty well.
Yeah. It's good to work for a little company because it's like family. You guys...
Well, yeah.
Kind of make the schedule, so we centered our schedule around our kids.
Well, that's a good thing to focus on, you know.
Yeah, and the bosses don't care because the bosses have 4 kids of their own, so they understand. So.
Oh yeah, that helps then.
Yeah, it definitely helps. So.
Yeah. All right, so you both are getting a big vacation. Oh, 1 week vacation once Mark gets back, eh?
Right.
We awesome.
We just got a mini vacation because our sons, which are 16 and 17, so.
Yeah.
Visit their aunt in Arizona for the last 10 days. They just got back yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So that is a little bit of a vacation.
Yeah, so we had 10 days to ourselves. And when you raise kids for, you know, for the last almost 18 years of your life, you're like, well, now what do? I don't have kids around.
I don't know
what my next function is.
Yeah, my mom has one more, but, yeah, he's out at college, too, so it's gonna be weird.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird feeling because you just spent, you know, almost 20 years of your life doing nothing other than, you know, focusing on their wants and their needs and taking care of them. And then when they're not around, you're like, well, now what do? I have this, like, you know, empty time. I don't know what to do. I feel like Ricky Bobby from
Saturday Night.
I don't know what to do with my hands. That's,
that's
how I felt. I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, a lot of times it can just take a little time, but there's always something.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to be that boring couple that, like, you know, their whole life just centers around their kids, and when their kids go away, that's the end of their life. So we.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, we got to do something. Let's go be adventurous. Let's go out of the house and do something. So, yeah, we try to go out and do things that we normally don't do for the last 10 days, so it's been nice.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I bet there's plenty of things to do down in Florida, or...
Oh, yeah. There's tons of things, especially if you like water.
Oh, yeah.
You're in a golden spot if you love water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
You like to fish, you like to swim, yeah. You got a boat? Yeah, we got a boat. We get to fish.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I bet that thing gets used.
Oh, yeah, we have an 18-foot pontoon boat that is set up for fishing. So there is 2 live wells and 4 fishing seats. And, and fishing rod holders and everything. It's nice. It's very nice.
Oh, man, sounds like it.
But it's a pontoon, so it doesn't go very fast, and it doesn't go anywhere other than the river.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, you don't want to take it out in the ocean.
Yeah, it could get a little dicey.
Yeah, just a little bit. So our next one is going to be able to go out in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's where the big ones are.
Oh, yeah, we're going after the Goliath grouper.
Oh, man, those things get pretty big. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
400 pounds?
Oh, man, yeah.
400 pounds average, yeah. Yeah.
Now can
I'm
you...
going for next time.
I'm mostly used to freshwater, but can you eat those?
Well, they're more of catch and release.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've kind of figured.
Yeah, they're a catch and release kind of thing. So, but just the knowing that you know, you caught it, you got a picture with it, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's about all you need.
Yeah. I just want the fight and the picture.
we'll keep that one.
Yeah, he can keep that. Just, you know, give me a great fight and a great picture, and yeah, he can live.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave him so they can... Someone else can catch him and take a picture, you know?
Right. I wonder how many of those groupers have, like, big old, you know, holes in the side of their mouth because of how many people have just, you know, caught them.
Well, you're going to have to catch him and find out.
I know. I need to catch him and count how many holes he has on the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
See what line I was with the catching him. Ah, oh, man, 5 other people caught you.
Yeah, you can just count along the gills there, see how many they've got.
What are you doing? I'm just seeing what line I was in when catching him. Was I number 5 or was I number 6?
Well, what if you catch him by the same hole? That could mess up the total.
That could. That really could. So that kind of just, you know, throws that out the window. Thanks.
Well, man, I mean, these are the things we got to think about.
I know.
Yeah.
Ruining my fun.
Ah, man. Well, that's not the goal, I guess, but... Oh, man. Yeah? Oh, man. Well, when's the other... What are other points of the year when you guys get busy? You said summer, but...
Summer is the biggest part. Usually around the end of October, November, and beginning of December, we start picking up because we start getting a major rush because they know we're shutting down for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, so you're...
decide that they want to get in everything they can.
Oh, yeah, so you're pretty close with your customers then, aren't you? If they kind of know your supply schedule by the back of their hand, or...
I update them with their my scheduling as you know, frequently as possible. If there's any delays, I call them and let them know. You know, I'm very, you know, you get good customer service with me, so.
Well, sounds like it.
So I'm on first name basis with all my customers, so.
Well, that's good to have.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you get less yelling that way, too.
yeah, probably avoid a lot of trouble. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to tell you, but we have an issue. Oh, okay, thank you for letting me know, versus, why didn't you let me know?
Yeah, that's a... I much more prefer that method.
Yeah, yeah. I would rather, you know, sorry, we're going to have a delay, than, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't call you and tell you about your delay. Yeah, that was really bad. Have to spend the next 20 minutes calming them down because, you know, now they're upset.
Yeah, that wastes everybody's time.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I try to give them enough, like, if there's going to be a delay, I try to give them enough time so they can go and tell their customers, because if they're a distributor, their customers.
Yeah.
So.
I see, yeah.
So I'm not just thinking about my customers' customers.
Yeah, that's a pretty far reach, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got to keep the customers happy, right?
Yeah, very true. Very true. So you say you guys use a lot of hand tools?
Yeah. Mostly screwdrivers and hex heads and, yeah, mostly screwdrivers.
Oh, yeah, they come about every kind of hex head, Phillips head, everything else you can imagine.
And we have tons of them.
Oh, yeah.
And nut drivers. I have a wire cutters and needle nose pliers, and yeah, we have.
Oh, those needle nose you can use for anything, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, and it's really cool because our needle nose are somewhat magnetic, so sometimes screws and everything into the units, it's very hard for us to get out. We can just put the needle nose in there and, you know, pluck them out, just like Operation.
Oh, that's a pretty... Yeah, my dad would always take a magnet and stick it on there and try to magnetize it a little bit. That does come in handy.
Yeah, they come in very handy. And we have some... Not only is our needle nose like that, some of our screwdrivers are like that, so we definitely need, you know, the magnetic tools in order to do part of our job.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I bet, because if you say they're dropping into those crevices and stuff like that, or...
Yeah, and sometimes the only way to get those out is you have to completely disassemble the unit to get them out.
Uh-oh.
We've been there quite a few times.
Yeah, because I guess you don't want it clanking around in there, but...
Oh, yeah, we've had it where we've dropped, because we shake the crap out of our units to make sure there's no loose things before they leave. But sometimes, every once in a blue moon, something will fall in a crevice and just land just correctly. Where when you shake it the first time, you don't hear it. But when you shake it the second time, when it's completely together, you hear it.
Oh, of course.
You take the 30 screws out the back, and then you have to go find it, and then, yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Man, yeah, that's got to be... Ugh. Because then you got to go all the way back.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right, well, I just got something in that I need to go and take care of.
Oh, okay.
I'll let you go.
All right, well, I will try to circle back around with Mark. I'll shoot him a quick note, but I'll try to get a hold of him once he gets back in. What was your name again?
Michelle?
Well, it was nice talking to you, Michelle. Yeah, hopefully you stay busy here. I'll try to circle back and catch you again.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Well, all right. You have a good day.
Yeah, all right. You too.
And enjoy your vacation when you get it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye. Bye.